Good morning, Kristen Campisi, special DJ of the day. We have Karen Scout, and she's part of Animal Rescue Volunteers here in Carroll. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Kristen.
It's a time of the year. You guys have been really successful in the past couple of years in doing some different fundraising. And that delicious drive-through dinner coming up on Monday.
We do. It's Monday, the 25th, and it's serving from 5 to 6. We have a little different menu this time.
Okay.
We decided to change it up a little bit, so people got something different. Hopefully this will encourage people to come. We're going to have homemade ham salad, homemade applesauce with the apples fresh off the trees, chips, a brownie, and a Culver's custard.
You know what you can do? You can get some vanilla custard and put some of that applesauce with the custard. That'd be kind of different and nice, wouldn't it?
That would be. Or you can put the brownie in.
Ooh, make a little brownie sundae.
Yeah.
There you go. And this is all benefiting the Animal Rescue of Carroll. And they're always, always needing help from all the great people here around in the Carroll County of keeping that shelter open and keeping all the pets happy in there.
Well, you know, we do have a lot of bills.
Yes.
We have all the standard household bills, lights, heat, air conditioning, water, everything like that. We also have pet food, and then there's our vet bills,
yes,
which are high because all of the animals that come from the animal rescue have their surgery done to have spay or neuter. They are given shots according to the age of the pet, and any medical needs that show up are taken care of.
And there you go. And this is 100% going back to all that. And you're always looking for different ways that people can also help and give back to the shelter with volunteers.
That's true. We could always use more volunteers. Anyone who has, even if you have an hour.
Yes.
And you can give that hour once a week or every other day or whatever. That's going to help.
Walking dogs, you can go clean cat kennels, you can even just go socialize with the animals because some of those animals have not been around people that much.
That's right. We have a lot of different ways people can volunteer. One of the volunteer things that people can do is to foster animals in their home, particularly this season of the year, because we have kittens coming out our ears. So being foster is good if you can take a mother cat and some kittens in for a couple of months till they get old enough, and that's always a biggie.
So when you're going to this dinner coming up on Monday, you're helping give back with your donations.
Free will offering. It's not, there's no set cost. It's at St. John Lutheran, and it's, like I say, a drive-through. So you come in, you make a U-shape, and you get your food, and you go out.
And there you go. That's also a great way for you to save on dishes and things, and you don't have to do any dishes that night.
And you don't have to cook.
There you go. You're not heating up the house. We're still a little bit warm this time of year, but it's going to eventually cool down, isn't it, Karen? I'm waiting for some cooler weather.
I think it will eventually. Another thing we have going that people may have forgotten about, we have can collection. If you just pull into the parking lot and go clear to the north end, there's a dog kennel sitting there with plastic bags of cans in it, and just throw yours in over the fence and we'll take care of them.
And get ready for that big dinner coming up, Karen. That's on Monday the 25th. St. John Lutheran Church, 801 East 18th Street. What is that menu again, Karen?
Okay, ham salad, homemade. There'll be bread, so you can make it into a sandwich if you want, or you can just eat it if you want. Chip, homemade applesauce with the apples fresh off the trees here locally. Brownie and Culver's custard.
Appreciate the Culver's helping you out, too, as well, donating a...
That is wonderful. They have done this for us many times now, and I think people love their custard.
Right? I can just have a couple of cups of custard for dinner, and I'm just fine. So Animal Rescue, special drive-through dinner, once again, 100% benefiting all the great things that the shelter does right here in Carroll. We're lucky to have a shelter. That's what I have to say. Make sure you support that local animal shelter. And Karen... Yeah.
Before we built the shelter there, we were working out of a converted hog barn.
So this is 100% better than the hog barn.
Oh, yeah. The animals are much more comfortable, as are the volunteers.
That makes a big difference. Karen, until our next talk again, this has been DJ of the Day this morning. Thank you so much, Karen. She's with the volunteer with the Animal Rescue of Carroll, Karen Scouten. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Kristen.